For you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations, we present a rebroadcast of the NBC Symphony of the Air, Dr. Frank Black conducting. We take you now to Symphony Hall in New York City, where Ben Grauer will introduce today's program.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For today's concert, we have as our soloist the world-renowned contralto, Marian Anderson. Now, our conductor, Frank Black, is making his way onto the stage amid the applause of our studio audience here in Radio City. And in a moment, he will conduct the NBC Symphony Orchestra in the opening number of our concert, the ballet music from Gounod's opera, Faust.
Thank you.
Now we continue with the first offering by our famous contralto soloist, Marian Anderson. It is the aria, O mio Fernando, O Ferdinand mine, from Donizetti's opera La Favorita. The scene is laid in the palace of the Alcazar in Spain. Ferdinand, conqueror of the Moors, has just demanded as his reward the hand of Leonor, little knowing that she has been the romantic favorite of the king. Under pressure of interdiction by the Pope, the king grants Ferdinand's request. It is at this point that Leonor, aware that Ferdinand knows nothing of her past, gives expression to her doubts and fears in the great aria, O mio Fernando. Marian Anderson is heard in this scene now with Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Carter soloist Marian Anderson is heard next with Dr. Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra in The Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God, by Georges Bizet. Written originally as the pastoral for Bizet's Alésienne music, this vocal setting of the prayer from the Roman Catholic Mass was arranged by the composer's friend and colleague, Ernest Giraud. Marian Anderson sings The Agnus Dei of Bizet. Black has returned to the podium and conducts the NBC Symphony Orchestra in the Fingal's Cave Overture by Mendelssohn. ¶¶
Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra turn to the romantic and lyric musical utterance of the great Russian composer-pianist Sergei Rachmaninoff. They'll be heard in the composer's own orchestration of the last song in his Opus 34, Vocalise.
pieces in the solo violin repertory written by Franz Reese, one of the movements of a suite for violin and piano. It is the perpetual motion. The solo violin part is played by all of the violins in the orchestra. Now, in the concluding offering, we are to hear two contrasting Negro spirituals, both arranged by Hall Johnson. First, we hear the lament, "Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child," followed by the jubilant and affirmative song of religious experience, "Honor, Honor."
Anderson and Frank Black in the NBC Symphony Orchestra in this reading of Two Negro Spirits.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.